Let's open our Bibles to James chapter 1, please. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy. Now, what does that mean? Joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's in you. Now, when you were born again, you were made the righteousness of God in Christ. That's not holiness. That's who you became. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. He had the authority to do that. But He said, you be holy like I'm holy. Well, when I got born again, the Word said God died for the Jesus died for the ungodly. And I thought, well, I sure qualified. But He said, be holy. I didn't know how to do that. I was scripturally illiterate, thank God. T.L. Osborne said I was born free. I didn't have any religion to unlearn. I sure didn't. Little Baptist stuff sprung in there a little bit. But if you walk in the fruit of the Spirit, you're walking in love, peace, joy. And then you go over the 13th chapter of the book of Corinthians. Count no wrong done to you. Amen. That produces holiness. And it produces real Bible hope.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And faith is the substance, the title deed to the things we hope for. So, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, tests, and trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. That's not put up with, it's endurance. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect or blameless, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now wait. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Well, we know from the Scripture that wisdom is the principal thing. That's principle. Wisdom is a principal thing. Wisdom. The wisdom of God. Hallelujah. I could not understand it. Just didn't compute to me. I knew two things about myself once I was old enough to remember anything. I remembered I wanted to fly. I mean, I wasn't interested in anything else much. And I could sing. I couldn't figure out why I could sing and other people couldn't. I thought, I was in elementary school. Now, there were two women. One of them was Aileen Free, and the other, her name was Pete Webb, and they were sisters. And they were good friends of my mother. My mother would give a luncheon for my teachers. And she would say, if you have to spank him, send him home, I'll spank him. I was under double jeopardy all the time. Wasn't any justice in this house at all. Well, we were upstairs in the music room, and I don't remember, we were all singing something. She's walking by, and she stopped there next to me. She said, "Come with me." What did I do? We walked past Mr. Anthony's office. He's the principal. "Where are we going?" She said, "Get in the car." We got in her car. I said, "She's taking me home. I'm dead." I can't figure out what is about to happen to me. Went in there, walked next up to the piano. She said, "Now sing." Wow. So I did. Wow. She said, "Vanetta, did you know he could do this?" She said, "Well, yeah, he's been doing it all of his life." What is it? I found out something. I can get anything I want if somebody will get me around a piano. And I can have it, whatever it is. And my little jerk mind figured out right then I had a tool that I could use. And she didn't know she did me one of the worst favors that ever happened to me in my life. And we'll talk about that some more later. And then I just had a drive on the inside of me to learn how to fly. And the day I soloed at Meacham Field, this is 12 years before DFW, 5523 Echo, Cessna 150. And so I took off and did my thing. And I remember this controller's voice, 5523 Echo, "You're number 8 in the pattern." What? This is in August. We've been going early in the morning. "You're number 8 in the pattern to follow a DC-3 just outside the outer marker." The outer marker is part of the instrument landing system. I never had heard of it. I thought, have they got something painted on a barn out there or something? I said, "This is my first solo." "All right, 2-3 Echo, can you hold your heading?" I said, "Yes, sir." "Can you hold your altitude?" "Yes, sir." "Hold your heading and your altitude, and I'll tell you when to turn base." The first thought I had, I get to fly a little bit further. I was that committed to it, I didn't get scared when I should have been, except one time in my life in all these years. He said, "You see that DC-3 on final?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Okay, turn left, and when he passes under your wing, then you can continue with your base leg." And I thought, I couldn't hit him if I tried. I was in my element. I found out number 2. Somehow or another, I can work my singing into my life and my able to fly. And maybe I'll just support the body of Christ. Well, I was singing in a church. And Phil, it came up on the inside of me. The Lord said, you're selling the song. Shut up. I said, "Folks," I told him, I said, when I was in the music business, I tried to sell the song. I said, "I don't have to sell that song. You already know it. Forget about it." I didn't sing for almost a year in a service because I found something that I could do to sell myself. That was point number 2. And pride was working on me, and it caught up with me and did its dirty work. So I stopped singing, and finally, I got on my knees and I went before the Lord. I said, "I'm done with flying. Until you say so, I don't care if I never, serving you is more important than my singing, my flying, anything. I don't want any more to do with it. Now, what are we talking about? The wisdom of God. I didn't know that's what it was. And he said, okay. So I forgot about it and just went right on preaching and teaching. And I was just praying. I really wasn't paying any attention to it much. And it rose up on the inside of me. He said, I'm giving you your aviation back to you. I'm giving you your ministry music in back to you. On this condition, I don't care if you just fly the airplane across town to reposition it. You plan that flight. A 15-mile flight will kill you just the same as a 1,000-mile flight will. Plan it. Do it right. And clean up the cockpit. Get some chart holders and clean it up in there. So I did. Now, he said something like, if you think you can handle it, go ahead and sing now. It'll be fine. Now, how does that tie into this? Well, listen to what he said. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, testings, and trials. Some of it, I didn't know it was a test, but it turned out to be. I never thought I'd hear myself to say, I don't care if I never turn another prop, if I ever fly a jet in my life. I don't care. And I can serve him the rest of my life and never open my mouth on another song again. All I need is him and to please him. Then he straightened me up in those areas. Now let's go on. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And that, my brother and sister, is the first sermon I ever preached in Azle, Texas, about the double-minded man. As long before ORU. And here was my example. I still believe it's a good one. They're in the boat. The storm hit. They had to wake him up. Listen to what Peter said. Rabbi, he called him master, teacher, do you not care that we perish? That's a double-minded man. Well, Jesus didn't correct him. He just got up and stopped the storm. And then they said, what kind of a man is this? A faith man. He believed in his words. He's a faith man. Now, let's go to the 18th chapter of Matthew. Verse 16, if he will hear thee, take it to one or two more. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. If he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen, a man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again, this not the first time he told him this. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. Why? To carry out the agreement. So anytime you go into agreement with someone, remember the angels, because they are the agents that get it done. They're the agents, and they're there to carry it out. And that agreement will work. Now, this goes way back. And Andre Crouch, we were at a full gospel businessmen's convention, and we're going on to Hawaii for the first one over there. And I'd been talking about it along these lines. And so he said, will you meet me for breakfast in the morning? I said, sure. He said, now you were talking about writing out a petition according to 1 John chapter 5. I said, yeah. He said, well, why do we write it down? Well, I heard the Lord say, if you write it down, you can say it is written if you use my word to build the petition. He said, I need a bus. I said, I don't only need a bus, I need $4,000 a month. Because it was Andre Crouch and the group. Well, of course, Sandra was with them, and then they had other musicians with them. He said, you believe this will work? I said, no. I know it will, because the master said it. We talked about it, so he had his legal pad with him, and we wrote out this petition with all the whereas and the wherefores I could think of, you know, and I'll tell you where I got that in a moment. And so he signed it, and I signed it. We went on to Hawaii. Came back, and he called me not all that long later. He said, I got it. What? He said, got my bus. Oh, I said, it's nice, man. I mean, it's nice. He said, it's new, and it's good. Cost $50,000. That same bus today would cost $500,000. And he said, my income's gone up. And he said, we're just doing fine. So, these agreement prayers, don't forget the devil and don't forget the angels. People misread that in Exodus. Let's turn over there and look at that. We quoted it properly, but it's most of the time misquoted. Now, before you read that, you read it down in here, and this is the way most people read it. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of thee. And so it's read like that. And he. Who's the he? And they read it like it's God, but that don't make sense. Back up to the 20th verse. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and bring you into the place where I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. And you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak. I will be an enemy to your enemy and an adversary to your adversary, for my angels go before you. You shall serve the Lord your God. Now, I got in trouble in the curse of the law. And And I said some things. The Lord said, you don't qualify for that. What? I said, no, you don't qualify. I said, why? He said, when's the last time that you gave me praise for the abundance of all things? You just head on in there and just go to claiming this and claiming that. And he said, I can't do it. Well, in the curse it says, you don't serve your God with gladness of heart for the abundance of all your Satan. So all of these curses come on you. So I just wrote that in here, right here. Praise God. That I serve the Lord my God with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. And the length of my days He will fulfill. The length of my days He will fulfill. Well, when I did that, I could just sense the joy of the Lord. Amen. So, count it all joy when you fall into temptations, testings, and trials. For it works endurance. Count it all joy. Now, you know what it says in Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you His exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with His perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to His correction so you can go in the direction He leads you. When you're following His direction, you're able to receive His protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life. Spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. Find out how He's already put His own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all He has. Learn to use your God-given faith. Get in His Word and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that He has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available as an MP3 download. Discover everything you need to know to believe and receive the precious promises of God that the blood of Jesus provided for you. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special to get your free digital download of Precious Faith, Precious Promises. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland. And you know, my dad has always said that Jesus did all the hard part for anyone to receive everlasting life, eternal joy, peace, whatever they need. But what we can't and He couldn't do for you was pray the prayer. So today, I just want to lead you in this prayer that only you can choose to accept all of that. Accept the peace, accept the joy, accept His sacrifice that paid for your healing, that paid, I could say it like this, everything Jesus did paid for you to connect with all of heaven, paid for you to become one with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that concludes everything good, the Word says, everything good that He did for you. But all you have to do is pray this prayer and receive it. So if you've never asked Jesus into your heart, or if you're not sure, please pray this with me, and let's just take care of that right now. Father God, thank You for sending Jesus to pay the price for me, to open the highway for me to connect with You and Your love. Jesus, come into my heart, take my life, and do something with it. I give it to You now, in Jesus' name. And Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. I want everything You have. Just tell Him, say, Lord, whatever it is that I can have and partake of and be a part of with You, I want it. And I want this journey with You to start today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, when I said journey, it is a journey. Jesus is now your Lord. Look at it like this. The Word says He's your shepherd. And your spirit is born again. You have the very nature of God on the inside of you right now. But He's going to take you through the journey of refining your mind and healing your emotions and leading you into a new place with Him. So to help you learn more about your new life with Jesus, we have the Salvation Package. We want to send you this for free. All you have to do is let us know that you got saved and request it. And you know, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what God's doing in your life. So you can connect with us at kcm.org. Remember this, God loves you. He always has. We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free package. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.